In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Senior Vice President of Marketing Dan Hallstrom. Hallstrom is in Ghana this week for the first USMEF Meat Buyer Seminar and Showcase. He talks about the event's origins and why Sub-Saharan Africa has great potential as a market for U.S. beef and pork.
We're starting to see bits and pieces in terms of beef and pork being exported into the West Africa region, probably led by markets like Ghana and Angola. Although Congo and Gabon and Benin are some other markets that have been importing our products. But the real issue is that it's become a gateway, a legitimate market currently for poultry, U.S. poultry. And the whole hypothesis here is where poultry goes initially, as these economies develop, pork and beef will come eventually. So in 2014, we put a white paper together, kind of identifying the state of play as it sits today. And then more importantly, what are the indicating factors as far as potential in the future? Now, that's a very small sector that can afford that today, but very quickly we're seeing that shift from traditional wet markets to more modern retail in a lot of these countries.
Hallstrom says the region's growing development is resulting in a shift of consumers' habits, which could mean future demand for U.S. food products, such as beef and pork.
It's developing very quickly. So if 5% of the population can afford to shop in modern retail today, next year it might be 6%, the next year might be 8%. There's going to be dramatic growth, and there will be a shift like there always is in developing countries. So this is really what we're trying to prepare for, because there is a certain level of sophistication, at least on a small scale, that's there already.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lohse.